Our connection this hour is a local success story that I think will inspire you and maybe surprise you a little bit, because when you look at what's been going on during this pandemic in terms of the business community, it has not been proportional. Let me read some new data from the National Bureau of Economic Research. The organization found that 41% of Black-owned businesses have closed during the pandemic. 41% in the last 10 months, compared to just 17% of white-owned businesses. And that's what makes Annette Campbell's story so unusual. She just had a grand opening, her own business called The Tax Experience. And Campbell's story is about overcoming significant personal hardships, including financial hardships, and frankly, a family situation that would challenge anybody. She has not given up, and every time it seems like she's been knocked down, somehow Annette has gotten back up. I had a lovely conversation with her this morning, and I'm so glad to welcome her to the program to share it with all of you. Annette, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much, Evan. Thank you so much for the opportunity to just use my voice to spread some light and inspiration. So well, thank you again.
Your voice is so real. What you've been through is something that I think a lot of people will relate to. You know, you're not somebody who's saying, you know, I'm at the top of the mountain, you know, looking down at all of you, and, you know, maybe you can get to where I am. You're saying you've been at every level. You know, you've been down before. You've been in hard situations. So before we even get to what you're doing in terms of building a business during a very hard time to be building a business, take me back to your childhood in Rochester. Tell me about your first memories of childhood and what life was like for you growing up.
Yes. So I actually was, when I was born, I went straight into foster care from birth. My mom was suffering from drug addiction, and me and I have four brothers, but we went straight into foster care. So I call them my god moms, but they are truly my angels, my foster parents. I went to an organization, it's called the Andrew Center, and they have correlation with the Sisters of, they're nuns, Sisters of Mercy. So just selfless human beings that pretty much dedicate their lives to take care of children coming from drug addiction, coming from all different types of challenging scenarios from their biological parents. So that was an interesting kind of intro. I was there from birth until about 5 years old. My mom, she did become clean, and she's 27 years clean. I'm super proud of my mom because I feel like I get some of my resilience from my mom as well. Mm. I don't know who my father is, but my mom, we did end up going back home once my mom did, you know, become clean and got her life together. So we went back home. But my foster parents, they stayed in our lives and really helped my mom, you know, being a single mom and, you know, just kind of, you know, my mom, my oldest brother, she had him when she was 15 years old. So kind of like a baby having babies and just trying to figure out her way. So we end up going back home with my mom and, you know, growing up from there. But my foster parents, they just left a lasting impact on my life as they stayed and kind of watched us grow up and helped my mom with anything that she needed to just make sure that we were okay as we moved back home with my mom.
When you think about your path in terms of school, education, and what you wanted to do with your life, how old were you when you knew what you wanted to do, Annette?
I would say, honestly, I wanted to become a chef. I love to cook. So actually, I had three foster parents. Two of them have passed, but one of them, she was very good with cooking. So I used to always bake with her. We used to bake like upside down, pineapple upside down cakes, brownies, cookies, all different types of things. So I remember that when I was a little girl cooking and baking sweets, and that was something that I really wanted to do, but that dream kind of like, maybe I might revisit it in some capacity eventually, but I really wanted to do that. But I guess so growing up, I was started off in city school district, and then my godparents, they actually put us through private school. So I went to Holy Family, then I went to Nazareth Academy from about fourth grade to ninth grade. But after, and that was a good foundation, just being introduced, just they have done so much for our lives, like just giving us an extra chance at life, you know, trying to do whatever they can because my mom couldn't afford it. You know, she was a single mom just trying to make it herself and try to take care of us. But I think what led me to entrepreneurship was definitely my high school. So after after ninth grade, I went to City School District. I went to the School of Business, Finance, and Entrepreneurship at Edison Tech. And during high school, I went into that 10th grade year I was taking all advanced courses because obviously due to that education in private school kind of put me ahead, but I was taking a lot of accounting courses. We actually had a credit union in our school. So actually working at a credit union and taking a lot of like business courses during my high school led me to study that in college. So I think at that point, I was like, you know what? I think this is what I'm going to do. I didn't know the capacity of what it would lead me to, but I just knew that I wanted to be like my own boss in some capacity.
And when it comes to financial literacy, I want to talk a little bit about, you know, some of the hardest moments in your life and what you think that will do for you to help others, not only, you know, sort of professionally, but also as a kind of mentor, because you know what it's like to, you know, wonder if you can make a payment or to wonder if you're going to be able to get to where you need to go, you know, transportation wise. Tell me about some of those moments in your life and how you think they'll affect you.
Yes. So that was one thing. My mom, she always paid her bills, but she didn't really know how to really teach us financial literacy because she wasn't taught those things, right? So, you know, working and, you know, I got my first credit card when I was 18 years old, and I had no clue about credit at all. And I used my card and I was just swiping, maxing out my card, not knowing that the effects of not paying your bills on time and that it's not good to max out your credit cards. So that is definitely one lesson that I learned, that the importance of credit, like you have to cherish it because once it's ruined, it takes a challenge to get it back to where you would want it to be to open up more doors of opportunity. But I also was, you know, not budgeting, not having a budget, not just trying to memorize my bills in my head and understand, okay, this is what I have to pay, but not, you know, learning to sacrifice, right? Like a lot of people, like especially when we're younger, when I was in my teenager years, not understanding, like sometimes you can't go out and buy those things that you want. Your necessities are more important than your wants. And if you sacrifice and you properly plan correctly, then you can budget those types of things in. So I think that I was in a space where I had like accumulated a lot of debt and not properly understanding the importance of personal finance and, you know, making sure you're making your payments on time, making sure that you are saving your money, making sure that you are investing your money in the right places, which led me to like a downfall of that when losing the job happened, you know, I didn't have a backup plan. I didn't have 6 months of an emergency savings account saved up. So it kind of like hit me all at once and it kind of was like a big fall for me.
Well, Annette, I want to ask a little bit about that credit card mentality. And you talked about the fact that, you know, your mom did her best to pay bills, to stay current, but also, you know, wasn't taught all of the financial literacy basics that help people understand how to save, how to give yourself a cushion, how to plan for the future, how to understand credit, how to understand why you can, you know, sort of rack up certain credit lines, but what it means with interest, what it means to pay them back, what paying the minimum does. I mean, I bring all of this up, Annette, because, you know, we talked a few months ago on this program about the fact that most of the best coaching goes to people who already have the advantages in life, whether it's sports, whether it's teaching arts, music, et cetera, financial literacy. The people who get the best coaching are the people who already have a lot of advantages. And the people who don't get the coaching are the people who are the most vulnerable. And it really matters with financial literacy. So when you get a credit card, what do you say? How old were you when you got your first credit card, Annette? You said you were, what, 18 or something like that?
Yes, 18.
18. Do you think most 18-year-olds, when they get a credit card, you know, feel like, wow, now I can finally go get stuff. Like, I mean, I don't mean to be sort of crude. I mean, we've all sort of been in those moments. I mean, is that one of the things that flashes through your mind? Like, this card means I can go have more.
Yes. It's like almost a thought of like free money, like, mm-hmm. but not knowing that it's not really free money. The bank lended you the money and you have to make sure that they are testing your financial risk. They're trying to test you to see how financially responsible you are. Right. So, I was like, oh, okay, I can pay it back, but not understanding like, okay, yes, every single month when that bill hits your mailbox, you need to make sure you make that payment on time. And then, I did get to a point to where in the beginning I was, and then they increase your credit line, and then you think that you got more money that you could just spend, and it's just like you have to make sure that you're able to afford those things that you are using that credit card to make sure that you're able to pay those balances off. And you know, sometimes I think that sometimes it's almost like we want to impress other people, so like that those are like I had put on my website that I always give like the top four financial, I just talk about tips in general, whether it's finance tips, whether it's business tips. And that was one of the first ones, was stop buying things to impress other people, because a lot of people do that. You know, they buy things that they can't afford, buying a car that you probably know is a $600 car payment that you know you cannot afford with your insurance and things like that. You cannot buy what you cannot afford. You know, you have to spend within your limits. And another one is to try to stay away from debt, right? You know, sometimes we can't avoid debt with just not trying to take on more things than we can handle and not taking on so many different types of bills. Like, don't get a million credit cards, knowing that you might just spend and you not understand like this is going to affect you long term. And then, you know, buy assets, not liabilities, right? So, you know, a lot of times, you know, people get money and then it goes directly to things that is not of value, right? So it's just like it's not even something that can add value to your life long term. You know, maybe like living, some people go from, you know, renting to buying a house, which is an amazing, but just making sure that you can afford those things versus getting those things and then losing it all. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, time is your best friend. You know, we have to learn how to invest and to start early. I wish I would have, especially during this 2020 COVID, well, last year time, you know, a lot of stocks were to minimal levels that were, if we would have invested 5-10 years ago, we would have been probably in a flourishing time right now. Mm-hmm. If we would have learned, you know, the importance of investing to pretty much make our money grow versus just spending our money. So,
well, here you are now, the founder and CEO of The Tax Experience. What is The Tax Experience, Annette?
The Tax Experience is a business that is my services are individual and business tax preparation. So at The Tax Experience, the goal and the mission is to help individuals and business owners through tax preparation and through accounting and bookkeeping and financial management services. So just pretty much just the resources and tools, the knowledge to educate my clients, number one, right? Because that's a huge piece. Like if I had the education, like you said earlier, like some people just have those mentors and they have the education. So I'm providing this business as an education to be able to educate people with the importance of personal finances, on learning those behaviors and decisions and habits when it comes to money, and to learn new things, the importance of budgeting, the importance of, you know, being financially responsible. And then on the business side, there's a lot of business owners, especially in the Rochester community, but I service a lot of clients out of state as well. But to have a resource in the community that this is what I'm passionate about. Like, I'm so passionate about financial literacy, to be able to help, you know, help people know that their business dreams matter, and to give them a fair shot and to help them along the way through financial management, understanding their business numbers to be able to help them grow and be profitable and be sustainable. So I named my business The Tax Experience for a reason. It was funny because I was last year when I was thinking of a business name, it took me so long to figure out my business name, and I was running out of time. I'm like, Annette, why can't you think of a name? And I didn't want, you know how some financial service businesses, they have their names in their business, like, you know, my last name is Campbell. I could have been Campbell Tax Services, but mm-hmm. I did not want to build my business personally. This is a business that will expand and grow, and I think anybody, the people that I have joined my team would want to be a part of the tax experience that I will eventually begin. My goal is to franchise the business to help other people start tax businesses and change their lives. But I named the business a tax experience because I've worked in big industries, big tax preparation industries like H&R Block, and I've, you know, worked for TurboTax as well. So I've seen what those companies do, and I wanted to create an experience for my client. I'm just not the person that's going to show up during tax season and then disappear until that next tax season. Sure. I'm here year round to build these relationships with my clients to help push them towards, you know, financial stability, how to actually create generational wealth and to create legacies for their family that can just live on. So,
Annette, what's one of the lessons you learned from H&R Block when you worked for them that you're going to take with you to the tax experience?
Customer service is key. I think that if you do not build a business based around customer service and making sure that your clients are taken care of, your business will suffer. I'm grateful for that introduction at H&R Block. They had taught me a lot and, you know, increased my knowledge level beyond just my college education level, and just understanding how to really, you know, build a business. And I'm very grateful for sure.
Well, a few minutes left for Annette Campbell, the founder and CEO of The Tax Experience, who has told us about her life and some of the challenges growing up. You know, you said before the program, you told me that, you know, you understand what some of the statistics are about kids who grow up in foster care, the kids who grow up sometimes in households where there are drugs, things like that. You've dealt with all of that. That doesn't mean that you can't succeed, but it means that life is certainly going to be harder. You've dealt with all of that. And now you've got your own business. How many phone calls have you had? How many appointments do you have?
Yes, I have over 100 booked appointments, and my phone line is just flourishing. And I'm just so grateful and thankful because, like you said, like the statistics say that, you know, we have hard chances of succeeding, but I'm living testimony and proof of this is a journey of not giving up. You know, going from, you know, building up my life, and then to having it all, to losing it again, to have it, to build it up, to work so hard, and then to lose it, and then to go through COVID, and then to have my job being laid off again, and going through challenges with, you know, family, you know, not believing in you, or, you know, going through, like I had talked about, you know, during those hard times, you know, having family kick you out, having family making you just go through crazy scenarios. It was truly a journey of not giving up. And I know a lot of people who probably would have went through what I went through. Emotionally, I had to be strong. Mentally, my self-development, I started my own energy franchise as well. That was one of my first businesses before leading into the tax. And that kind of opened up my eyes to a new life that, you know, you don't have to struggle, like being introduced to wealth, introduced to people that, you know, didn't take no for an answer and really worked hard and didn't make excuses. To be introduced to that just really also helped me along my journey to be mentally strong, to just understand that in the beginning, people are not probably going to believe in you, but you have to believe in yourself more than anybody else, and you have to want it. I told myself, how bad do you want it? 2020, that was like my slogan. I put that on my wall, and I really took my life into my hands. You know, a lot of people, you know, said 2020 was the worst year of their life, and it's just all your perspective, your mindset. Like, I could have, you know, being laid off as well, I could have went into a depressed mode, but I knew I had the skills and the talent to be able to just move forward with life and take my own life into my hands. And it's so funny because some of my coworkers, they was like, Annette, you always talked about this at work. You always said that, you know, you were going to be successful and that you were going to have your own business. And for them to even see it, they said, you really talked about this at work. I told you guys, like, this was not my final destination. This is just a stop in the journey. Just a pit stop in the journey. And I'm so grateful that I didn't give up on myself 3 years ago, because that would have probably took a lot of people in a different direction. Losing the top three things that people work so hard for all at the same time. You know, some people, they might lose a job or, you know, have some car troubles or, you know, but to lose everything all at once and to just be resilient enough to keep pushing forward. Yes, it was devastating, you know, going from driving a brand new car to walking and getting on the bus again. I walked in the snow to business appointments. My clients didn't even know. You know, it just put a smile on my face, and to still just empower people and to still inspire people and to motivate people financially in spite of everything that I was going through. Like, I'm super proud of myself, and I just hope that, you know, my story impacts people to just keep going. Just don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on your life, your family. You know, we all have a purpose in life. And, you know, there was over 300,000 people who died in 2020. So it's like, if you made it to 2021, you have a purpose. You're here for a reason. So we just have to just continue to just go out and affect our lives and each other and our community.
Annette Campbell, thetaxexperience.com is the website for Annette's brand new business. A business launched during the pandemic, in which she was laid off from her previous work during the pandemic and has turned around and made it work. And now, I guess, just determined to outwork everybody. Annette Campbell, thanks for the time. Good luck to you. It's really a phenomenal story. And we just got a phone call from a listener named Fred who says, mega kudos to Annette for having this education and for helping others with the work that you're doing. Thank you, Annette. Let's talk soon.
Thank you so much.
Wonderful stuff. Annette Campbell, founder and CEO, The Tax Experience. And much more connections on your way next.